you can have like
Chuck
you
suit.
Can use this. This can be another segment that y'all could have. You know, it'd be a different kind of show. Then you can sell this on the what's that called, Patreon.
There you go.
This can be like this. The enough we can, you can, you'll think of a name because you know you're a smart white man. Like, think of a good
behind
name.
The scene of Great
you
know, Morning.
Behind the scenes genius, and they'll love this. What? Mm-hmm. So you're getting all the exclusive things.
I know, right?
You want to hear a story?
Yeah. Let's hear a story.
Look, King Holy. This man let a woman decorate his house. And I'm talking like pink things on the wall.
He'll never
oh, shit.
And I it was the greatest. It was the greatest thing ever. I was really proud of her.
Pink like, things on the wall. Did you just, is it some random woman or is someone
no, no,
for a while?
Was,
is it
unfortunately,
no,
my
she
girlfriend.
Was a random woman.
Fine. He wants to say random woman.
She was a random woman.
Random woman.
And she conquered him.
Oh. You are a jerk.
It was a sight to see.
Oh,
what do you
God.
Mean she conquered him? How did she
This is the part pink, that we shouldn't be recording. This is
they
what
were pink gloves, like boxing gloves, hanging up, and a robe, and he didn't have a robe. It was the greatest thing.
Oh, in other words, it was her house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. Yeah, the funny thing was, it was like the first time O'Shea was over since she had been like staying with me.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget his facial reaction. If you can see me on camera right now, which I think you can, he walked in and everything he saw, he would just point and be like, he was just like doing that, like laughing at everything. And he like purposely walked into every room to make sure she like decorated the room. And he went in the bathroom and he's like,
that was great.
He was never more happy in his life.
That's funny.
Hello,
Stephanie. Hello.
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 Hey.
We're about to start. Actually, we could start now, really. I think Chuck's coming. Did you see that text from Chuck in our group chat? Chuck just said,
he was like, I won, right?
Yeah. Chuck's like, all right, we're starting in an hour, right? I'm like, no, we're on right now. I don't know why he thought it was in an hour. I think because like the special we started an hour later than usual. But yeah, does everyone have any like water or you got to make a bathroom break before we start? Does anyone?
I'll just mute it. I got to go grab a drink. I'm grown.
All right. Good. All right. Everyone's, I think everyone's ready. Well, I think hopefully Chuck will join us shortly then. But other than that, I'm going to go ahead and get started. And we're already recording. So here, I'm just going to go into it in 3, 2. Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
And welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I'm your host, Christian Mermer, Merms, Mermdog, whatever the fuck you want to call me. And to the bottom right of my computer screen, we have with us the Fact Queen, my sister from the East, that Puerto Rican mamacita from Spanish Harlem, Stephanie 3.0. How you doing, sir?
Hello. It's me. Life is kicking my fucking ass, and I'm so fucking tired of it. But how the fuck are y'all doing, though?
How the fuck are y'all doing? I think we're doing well. Why is life kicking your ass?
Well, because, you know, it's just life. Life just likes to be a bitch, you know? Like, life just be like, you know what, bitch? I don't give a fuck if I fucking threw you some lemons, you stupid hoe. I don't care. You're not going to fucking make lemonade today. Maybe next week. Because you ain't got the sugar today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, life is just life in. And you know, like, I like I have a whole fucking 18-year-old that thinks she's a grown-ass fucking adult and don't know her ass from her motherfucking elbow, right? And, you know, there's just a lot of, you know, it's making me very bitter, you know? And I'm just like, I don't know how else to, like, go about this situation. Like, it's a very, very intense situation dealing with a young adult, especially when... you know, they think they have all the fucking answers to everything. And I think, you know, we all went through that phase at one point in time. But it's like one thing that came to mind when all of this was happening was my mom. My mom told me Stephanie Ciara Rodriguez. Let me.
We got the middle name on that one.
Yes. That's how serious it is. She was like, when you have a kid one day. And you got and that little kid becomes a teenager, you gonna hear it, you gonna feel everything. But like thankfully, you know, I wasn't that bad. But my daughter, she's giving me a run for my motherfucking money. And I'm like, sis, like this, like it's about to go down basement. And you know, she's like, oh, you know, I'm an adult though. And I'm like, all right, so if you're an adult, then that means that you can catch these hands, sis. You feel me? Like, it's either or, you know? And, like, King was, he was just, you know, pointing. The door's right there, son. The door's there. And once you leave, there's no, mommy, pero can you help me with Disney Plus? No, sis, I'm sorry, you got cut off. Mommy, pero I can't watch Netflix. No, sis, you cut off. Mommy, pero I don't have Apple Music. No, sis, you cut off. Because you an adult. So do what adults do and fucking suffer like the fucking rest of us motherfuckers. You grown-ass individual. You know? So that's what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? This is why I tell our listeners to strap it the fuck up. Use birth control. Use your condoms. Because let me tell you something. Kids are a fucking blessing. But boy, oh boy, do they test your gangster, son. They test your gangster. But other than that, we living and breathing, we healthy, right?
I love I love your intros because you'll like you'll often, not all the time, but you'll often like go on a rant about something happening in your life, and then you'll usually end it like that, where you're just like, anyway, everything's fine. How's everyone else doing? You're just like moving along. Classic Stephanie. Well, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, you're running into obviously, you know, older teenage problems. That's one of the curses of being a parent. I'm sure that's going to happen with everyone if your child is not yet at that age. I think it even happened with me. I can remember being 18 and thinking I had the world figured out. And here I am almost 27 years old. And I can tell you still, I do not have everything figured out. I like to think I have a lot of things figured out, but of course I do not have everything figured out. Honestly, we are children longer than we are adults. In fact, I'm looking towards the day, if it ever comes, that I actually will be an adult. I don't know if I'll ever actually grow up. You know what I mean? I think changing into an adult is an impossibility. I think what happens in life is we just mature irregularly with things. I think that's what it is. I could be a parent right now. I'm not, but like I could be a parent, and like I'd be a good parent to my children. But at the same time, like I do stupid.
Absolutely not.
Friends. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, which makes sense because look at me. I just woke up and I'm eating a fucking cookie.
That's a parent right there.
That has some extra motherfucker. What is that? Is that a strawberry frosting?
That looks like one of those cookies you get from like ShopRite or something.
No, that looks like a pink berry cookie or maybe some insomnia cookies. That's what that may look like.
Well, speaking of the man who's eating a cookie right now, he actually just came in at a perfect time because I'm going to go ahead and actually introduce him. Thank you for being here, Stephanie, by the way. To the bottom, now also to the bottom right of my computer screen, we have with us our in-studio comedian, Topazkin Chubbsway, DJ Chucky. How the hell are you doing?
Man, fucking awesome.
You thought
sipping this coffee, drinking this goddamn cookie.
Might I ask you something? And it's funny because every once in a while we'll talk about the group chat, the great morning group chat we have, a very exclusive group chat, by the way. and Chuck, just like 10 minutes ago, because I sent like, you know, I sent the info and stuff, which I was a little late on today, by the way. I apologize to everyone. I think people usually expect that earlier from me. I apologize. But I sent the info to the group chat, of course, and Chuck's like, all right, cool. We're starting in an hour, right? Like meeting 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. And I was like, no, we're on right now. Like I was already in the call with some of the people that are here. And Chuck's like, oh. So why did you think, is it because last week was an hour ahead for the special, or did you just think, because I want to fix that, obviously, because I don't want my time management or communication skills to be shitty for you. So I apologize if you thought it was 1 o'clock. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was 1 o'clock. I was like, oh, shit, we good. Let me sip my coffee. Let me eat this cookie real quick and be immature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. All right.
So that's what happens when you leave. Dad's in charge for first thing in the morning. It's like, where are you?
I'm glad you were still able to make it though at the perfect time. You came in right after we were done introducing Stephanie. So how have you been, good sir, since we last talked to you, which of course was the St. Patrick's Day special for any listeners out there who didn't listen to that already?
Oh man, I've been chilling.
Yeah.
Bro, like, yeah. Getting bookings and stuff. I'm gonna put my toe into some bar DJ.
Mm-hmm.
At this local bar, we're gonna do karaoke, and I'm only gonna want to do karaoke.
Why don't you want to do karaoke?
Because karaoke is fun, and you get to interact with people, and that's who I am.
I thought you said you don't want to do it.
Oh no, 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 no! I'm a people interactor. This is like what I do. So if I was to do like a regular club DJ, sit in a dark corner and just make music, that would be more intimate.
What if you become one of those DJs, obviously those DJs that do everything you're already doing, but imagine you also do like trivia at your local bar.
Oh, that would be cool too.
You want to do trivia?
But I hate asking questions and the answers and stuff I don't know.
Why?
Because Chicago saw the throw of the case on and don't teach me nothing.
I got a trivia question for you that I heard at a bar the other night. I wasn't there for trivia night. I just happened to walk in while they were doing trivia. I did not know this right away, but it makes sense. Which U.S. president has been shot the most times?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Incorrect.
Oh, George Washington.
Incorrect.
Abraham Lincoln.
Incorrect.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, Ulysses. Andrew Jackson.
There you go. Very good. Andrew Jackson. Oh, it was Andrew Jackson. $20 bill. He was shot. He used to get into like arguments with people. It's a really weird story. I've heard this before, like not knowing that how many times he got shot. He used to get into arguments with people. Like someone would like say something about him or his wife, and he'd be like, that's it. I challenge you to a duel. And they get into like a fight. And then afterwards they would become like best friends. That happened with him with the governor of Tennessee. Could you imagine that could still happen today? That was something that happened back then, like in the 1840s and shit. The governor of Tennessee like mocked him like publicly. So the next day he went up to the governor of Tennessee and said, I challenge you to a duel. And they both dueled. And then they didn't shoot each other. And then they became best friends. Could you imagine like today if I went, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he says something like, you know, Christian Murmur on that Great Morning podcast, he's kind of an asshole. And I'm like, all right. And I go up to him and I challenge him to a fucking duel.
That shit would be funny.
That shit would be crazy. Anyway, thank you, Chuck, of course, for making it in such a timely manner, especially since, you thought it wasn't at this time. Stephanie, I think you're talking and you're muted. Are you trying to say something to us? Oh, she's on the phone. Never mind. She is not talking to us. Anyway, I want to introduce another amazing person we have with us. We actually have two other amazing people we have with us.
Oh, I really did make it in good time. Like, I made an introduction.
Yeah, you made it, like, right on your introduction. It was, like, perfect.
Yeah,
anyway,
I woke up thinking I was going to prepare my face. You know, I got to get cute.
We don't show the video usually, unless someone like asks for it. We usually don't show the video. So you could look like a hot bag of trash, which you don't, by the way, but you could is what you're welcome.
Ladies, I do not look like a hot bag of trash.
He looks very handsome.
Somebody's fine ass daddy.
The ladies out there, he looks very
sitting handsome. Coffee and prematurely giving my baby diabetes.
Oh, okay. That is, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, thank you, Chuck, for being here.
For eating fucking cookies.
We also have another amazing person to the top right of my computer screen. We have someone who is standing in right now as a special guest co-host for the show. He has been invited this season to, you know, every recording if he can make it. And, you know, especially with Jimmy's absence because of the baby and, of course, him going out to sea soon. Like, you know, it's nice to have another person here that can tend to the podcast from time to time. And that person I'm going to introduce right now. Now, to the top right of my computer screen, we have someone that if without this man, none of this would have happened. Our friend, our king, our companion, our lover, O'Shea. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you know what, man?
Did you just call him our king? Is he our King Charles?
First of all, there's a king here. You know, like actually in his name.
Yes.
So I'm a step down today.
Okay.
And I'm glad to see you all. And on that note, I am not happy. I'm not in a good. My son threw his iPad in the tub. Well, actually, he didn't throw it. He brought it with him in the tub.
Oh.
And I just want to put him back into my balls. I don't think he deserves to be here any longer. I'm serious. I don't want to wait until he becomes a teenager. I think I just want to try. I want to start over. Let's try again.
Yeah. Just put him back in your balls. I understand completely. Well, I'm sorry that he did that. Other than that, though, how are you? It looks like you're making, what are you making? Like ramen noodles or something right now?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal. Oh, very good. Very good breakfast. Mm-hmm. Very good breakfast.
Thank you, David. How are you doing?
I am good, my friend. You know, I talked to you earlier this morning and we were talking about what were we talking about? If everyone one day just all decided not to use the internet, that's something. O'Shea often comes to me, like I'll call him or he'll call me, and he'll often come to me and ask me some philosophical question. He'll come to me and ask me. He's dying.
Wait, say it again.
O'Shea will come to me and he'll usually ask me or he'll ponder about a philosophical question. And this week it was, of course, what happens if everyone on the internet decided not to use the internet for one day? What do you think would happen? Anyone can answer this question, by the way. This is an open-ended question. Feel free to answer.
I would lose my motherfucking shit.
Why?
Because I'm a hardcore millennial. God damn it, if I can't look up anything, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm through.
I'm taking off my hat. Well, yeah, it'd be weird. But like, what if we all, like, everyone on Earth just decided to go for like a hike for the day or something, you know? No pictures.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just gonna stay. I'm just gonna stay at home and play an offline video game. Offline video game.
Either that, or I like the hike thing. I was thinking like something along the lines of being outside.
Yeah,
right? Something outside. Yeah,
sun. You get in touch with nature during that time is what I thought. But O'Shea, thank you. Of course, we'll talk more about ponderous philosophical questions here in a few minutes, because I had one also for everyone here in the podcast, but I want to introduce someone else. All right. We have on the podcast today, and it's going to sound a little interesting because, to the listeners out there who listened, which many of you did, but who listened to the St. Patrick's Day Spectacular, the second one we ever did, which was a lot of fun, by the way. If you didn't listen to that, go ahead and go back and listen to that episode. But if you did listen to it, you might be thinking, well, there's a few guests on that, and there's one guest in particular that is actually here today. And you might be like, why are we having two guests in a row, Christian? What the heck is up with that? Well, it just so happened that this wonderful man that is here with us today, he was scheduled to record on this day, and we happened to ask him, because it was the St. Patrick's Day special, and we love this person that's I'm about to introduce, and we were like, why don't we have this person also on the St. Patrick's Day special? So I shouted, you know, sent him an invite, and, you know, even though it was only a few days away, he was able to attend, and that's why he's here twice, all right? And I know that's not a problem. I know I'm defending it like it sounds like it's a problem, but many of you are already like, this isn't a problem, Christian. Why are you trying to defend this action? I don't know, but I feel like I have to defend myself sometimes, all right? You know, I just love having people on the show, all right? I don't care if they're on 7 times in a row or once or 12. I like having them. So stop getting upset.
And that's
I'm
right.
The one who's upset. I'm the one who's upset at myself, all right? No one else is upset. No one else is asking these questions at all. No one is ever sending me an email and saying, why did you have this person on for a special and then have them on for another regular episode? No one has ever sent that to me. I don't know why I'm defending this. Anyway, this amazing person to the top left of my computer screen, a fellow podcasteteer, or as Stephanie says.
Stephanie says what, podcasteer?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Or Posketeer, our dear friend. He's no longer a guest. He is a special guest co-host at this point. King Hooli, how the hell are you doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you. That was awesome. That's a great intro. That was a fantastic intro. I was trying to figure out what type of energy I need to follow with that.
Yes.
And for anybody out there who has a problem with that, you know, with everything he said, it's definitely going to be Black Air Force energy.
Yes.
I mean, you got a problem with it, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
You know where to find us?
Here's the thing.
Great morning podcast. What's up, bitch? What?
Yeah. No one's going to have a problem with this. Don't know why I felt like I needed to defend.
Just saying, just in case, like insurance, like this is just in case shit. Just in case motherfuckers got a problem, you know the funds.
Although maybe Bruce Valansky will say something at this point.
That's what I was about to say. We have a Batman.
We have a Batman. Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. We will get into that a little bit. But anyway, King Hooli, how the hell have you been? I know you were on... of course, as I said before, the St. Patrick's Day special. And that wasn't really like a just like we're talking to you kind of episode. That was just like an everyone's drinking, having fun kind of an episode.
Oh, yeah.
So how have you been since we last talked to you before that, which, of course, was the season finale because you were one of the many people who made the top 10 list for your Word of the Day challenge.
Let's go.
So what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Tell us.
Not much, man. Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. We are doing some big numbers over there. Something, you know, we didn't think we were going to be able to do. So we're trying to ride that till the wheels fall off. You can find us on YouTube now. Search Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button for me. I'd very much appreciate that. Other than that, man, personally, you know, everyone talked about their kids on here. I can 100% dig with that. You know what I mean? I have a teenager that lives in the house with me, and you know, I quite often find myself sometimes turning around punching air because of his antics. But I love that boy. I love him to death. Won't trade for anything. But it also reminds me, because he's about to graduate next year. I have 4-year-old twins right behind us, so I have to do this all over again. So I don't know. I'm gonna need a lot of therapy. I'm definitely I scheduled a vasectomy already. So no, you know, shutting down that baby factory. So no more for me, man. Other than that, then we're moving. It's a lot of shit going on right now, but
life is life, and I'm happy with it. That's crazy that you mentioned the vasectomy. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. You talk to men, and I during my time in the Navy, I've heard a lot of people getting a vasectomy, and like you talk to people or men, I should say, that don't have kids, and they're just like, I would never let someone get that close to my balls with surgical tools ever.
Yeah.
And then the minute though someone has a kid, like I knew this guy who had a daughter 1 year, and like 2 years later at my command he had a son, and immediately after his son was born he was like talking about getting a vasectomy, and he talked about it for like weeks, like it was some event he was very excited for, like he was going to some show to like see his favorite comedian or something, and he's like oh gosh, 3 days away, I can't wait. Just like he was so excited at the prospect of like, I will never be able to have children again. It's crazy to think about, like I said, like at first you're like, I would never do that. And now you have a couple kids and you're like,
oh, I feel it. Yeah. I totally get it. I used to be like that too. Like, shout out to my Sergeant Gaddy when I was back in the Army. I remember when he got a vasectomy, I was like 18 or 19. I was just young in the Army or whatever. I played jokes on him. I would throw rocks between his legs and be like, hey, your balls fell out. You know what I'm saying? But I totally get him now. I 100% get him, because I can't wait to have this thing. And then I perfectly timed this because it's WrestleMania weekend, and I get the chill.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Yeah. So you get to. I know.
Oh, I can't let that. Oh, I can't go do that. No.
Have they told you about? Is there like? I don't know if they told you this yet. Is there? Because I don't know. I'm just interested in knowing. Is there any like aftercare? Like, do you need to like do stuff? Like ice your balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vasectomy cream.
Vasectomy cream. Is there anything?
The only thing I get. What I was told was. Ice my balls if they, you know, it's going to be sore, stuff like that. But it shouldn't last like no more than like 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But they don't want me doing any lifting or anything like that. Because it's still like a surgery. It's like pretty much outpatient. Still like a little surgery, you know? So you have to have time to recover from that.
Do they put you under for that?
No. Ooh. No, I'll be awake.
So
the only part, because like they're going to, they told me the whole process, right? So they're going to numb the areas, I guess, like we'll stick a, what they call, stick a needle in my, they call the scrotum, but as Leon Phelps would call the ball sack. So they stick a needle in that, and then it numbs the area, and then they go to work.
Oh.
Two incisions, snip, snip. So.
Do they throw like a blanket over you so you can't see?
I hope so too.
I would hate to be watching that.
Got a cold out there, you know what I mean? And then it's gonna be cold, and my balls is gonna be all exposed for people.
You know what I would be afraid of is let me tell you about a fear I have, and it's I don't know if it's irrational.
This episode of Nip Tuck.
When I was in the Navy, I worked at a hospital. I'll go ahead and say it because people could probably look it up and see my service history. It was at 29 Palms in the Mojave, the Marine Corps base. And we worked at the hospital, the Navy there. And we were doing like an inventory or something. I can't even remember. But we were in like the top floor where they do like the massive surgery unit. And like we were walking in the back to make sure, like me and the civilian guy, like making sure like all the inventory was there or something, right? And the doors... like they have a window on them, and like normally people wouldn't be where we were, but we just happened to be doing inventory, and the people in the surgical room were doing surgery on this guy who's obviously put under, and like his pants was off, and like we could see his dick and balls, and like, and my buddy who is a civilian, he's like, dude, look, his dick's out, like laughing like behind these doors. And like, I was like, because I don't know, I was like a kid, and I was like 19 or whatever. So I was just like, ah, that's funny. But like, I'll never forget like thinking to myself, like, that poor guy, like he was put under, and like no one will ever tell him that there was just two jerk offs in the other room that could just see his dick and balls hanging out, laughing at him. And it wasn't even like, by the way, shout out to the guy. I don't even know who he was. It wasn't, there's nothing wrong with his dick and balls, by the way. It was just that they were out. That was funny. So like I don't know, and I'm always like concerned about that. Like if I'm ever put under, like what if there's also two jerk offs in like another room laughing at my dick and balls? And I don't know, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I know you're not getting put under for the surgery, but I don't know. Felt like, I don't know, how would you?
I would definitely feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, how would you feel? Like you're in the surgical room, right? And they usually have like windows on those doors, those like, you know, how do you call them? Where there's like the wires in the window, you see like the little X's. You're there, you know, you're calm because like, you know, you're numb and stuff. And like, you can tell they're about to do stuff. There's a blanket over you. You're not seeing, but you're just like sitting there and you're like, all right, the surgery's going well, I guess. And you just look over and you see like two fucking guys just like looking in the room. How would that feel? I just want to know like how, like, what would be your initial reaction? Just like two guys that are obviously staring at your dick and balls right now.
My initial reaction would be like, hey, what the fuck? Hey, man, what the fuck? That would be my initial reaction. But I would definitely feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, because like you can't really do anything. It's not like you can start flailing around because you don't want them to fuck up whatever they're doing down there.
You can't move or anything.
You kind of got to take it. O'Shea, by the way, I know the listeners can't see what we're talking about, but O'Shea is here and he just gave a thumbs up. That's what.
That's all I would do.
You would just give them a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Here's my dick and balls. Yeah, I don't know. And like, I get scared, like at the thought of being put under. I was put under for a surgery a while back, and like, I'll be honest with everyone. All right. We're all friends here. We've all known each other for a long time. I'm the type of guy. And I know I'm not the only man that goes through this, but I'm the type of the guy that like every fucking morning I wake up with like fucking rock solid hard on. Like every time I fall asleep.
Talk about it. Talk about it, brother.
I can't not ever wake up without just like my dick almost like trying to shoot off my body. It's that hard. And so I'm thinking, like, if I'm put under, could you imagine like the doctor's just working on me and then all of a sudden, like within 2 minutes, I just get the biggest like raging boner ever. And they're just like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? What if that happens to you? Like, you're not even asleep because you're numb. You don't even know what's going on. Like, imagine you just get a big fucking boner or something.
Thumbs up, man.
Thumbs up.
Because, like, obviously it's going to, you know, I don't know if that's how it happens. But, like we all know having a penis, it can act on its own. Like, someone, like, you could actually accidentally, like, bump into something. It's something that wouldn't even normally get you sexually aroused. And then all of a sudden, just in your pants, you're just like, really? That's giving me a boner right now? And like,
well, I mean, I'm more impressive when I am, but I'd probably be happier anyway.
So you would
not to be gay or anything, but I'd be happier. I'm more impressive.
So you're in your mind, you would like to go into surgery with a fucking boner, is what you're saying.
At least a medium.
My confidence would be up.
Because if it's not, I don't. What if it's a girl?
Yeah,
like that made a baby.
That made a baby.
You know what? I got a scenario.
Okay.
If I was about to get surgery, and then it was a woman doctor, and then she came in the room, if her nipples were hard, I would think I was in a porno immediately. I would try to fuck.
How would you see? Wait, hold on. All right. How would you see if her nipples were hard? How would you even see that? She's got a lab coat and shit. I'm assuming she wears a bra. Like, how would you see that?
Hey, man.
It's cold in that room.
Sometimes they just wear the little scrub top.
Yeah.
And you can't see it. It ain't like super hard. If they hard do all of that stuff, you can see it, though. I don't see hard nipples through the bra. I'd be like, yeah, it's go time. That's what I've been training for.
Yeah, Julie, what? Imagine like you're getting your vasectomy and like everyone that comes into the room, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, the nurses, they're all just like beautiful, beautiful women. I know you're a happily married man, but like imagine, you know, obviously we're not trying to get you to say anything stupid, but like,
nah.
You know,
no, I'm not going to say anything.
What would your thought process be if just like seven just incredibly gorgeous women come in while your dick and balls are out for the surgery?
Baseball
does not give you a hard on, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's something like that. Something in reverse. So I don't get hard on.
Think of the Brewers.
I think something.
You're just like,
I don't know. That's weird.
Your eyes rolled back and you're just like making a baseball history. Like, remember when the Dodgers used to be part of New York and not California? Jesus Christ.
Don't do it. But my dick is like, who are they?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it's not going to work.
All right.
As I say, you know, we have it has a mind of its own. So.
It does have a mind of its own. I'm sorry.
And then hot women walking out. Yeah, it's only curious. Like, what was that?
We'll leave you be with the vasectomy talk. I don't want to scare you from this.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I want to talk.
You got to understand, like, raising these kids will definitely, it's not changed my mind at all. This is happening. I'm shutting down this baby factory.
Of course. I think we had some fun with that. But I wanted to ask you, of course, because knowing you these past few years that you've been on the podcast, I've heard a rumor that you may or may not be an enjoyer of sports. Is that correct?
You might be accurate. It's close. I might not like them.
So anyway, I wanted to ask you some sports related questions. Yes, okay. Everyone, it's that type of podcast today.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about some sports. All right.
Let's go.
We talk about vasectomies. We're going to talk about sports. And then we're probably going to talk about something completely unrelated to sports as well. Who fucking knows? But right now we're in a little bit of a sports segment. All right. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on this. And I want your honest opinion because I have some opinions myself, but people care less about my opinions. They care more about the guests' opinions. And everyone else, please chime in to this conversation as well. There's a lot of talk I've heard, especially in recent years, and especially after the last Super Bowl, that the NFL is fixed, you'll usually hear. Not fixed, obviously, in the way that like gangsters are like being like, make sure you fumble the ball here and you'll win an extra million for me, like stuff like that, or I'll kill your wife. We're like, nothing like that, but fixed in the way that like they think it's staged, like it's almost like a play, like or a movie performance. All right, these are all actors,
like WWE.
Yeah, that's how some people talk about the NFL. And I'm sure they do it with other sports as well. But I think something about the NFL in particular really brings people out and being like, this shit is fixed. This is staged. They were paid to do that, or like that was supposed to happen. Like Aaron Rodgers was supposed to get hurt in the first game, like all this shit. So I want to hear like you, like what do you think about all this? You know, this stuff.
In order for that to be true, for the NFL to be staged or fixed, there's so many moving parts that will have to align just right for things to happen.
Yeah, that's one of my things. Anyway,
I don't think it's staged or fixed or anything like that. I just think this comes from people whose team just lost. It's got, you know, you hear it all the time. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be staged. This ain't right. Blah, blah, blah. One play in particular was the, was a couple years ago, the 2019 NFC Championship game, I believe. Was it that one? With the Rams and the Saints.
Okay. The Rams.
And one, the Rams won, but there was a blatant pass interference right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I started hearing a lot of people.
Oh, nah, that was terrible.
That was a terrible call. 100%. I mean, and it depends on what you see, you know, who you were going for. I was going for the Rams in that game. And so what pass interference?
However, there is a conspiracy, though, that when they set the colors for the Super Bowl, the two colors that they use has been the two colors of the team that have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I've heard that before as well. But that, if that were true, that would have actually been debunked this year, because if the colors were true, it would have meant the Chiefs and the Ravens and the 49ers would have gone to the Super Bowl, which is not.
So why don't you look up the color scheme of the team before August?
Yeah, but that, Chuck, I'm saying
they
is change like
the color scheme because people caught on.
Okay.
Yeah, the color scheme changed two times.
So you do think that the NFL is partially staged, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it would be, because football is definitely any given Sunday. And teams that are just like good on paper, some of them, they got bad chemistry, like the Chicago Bears, right? The Chicago Bears was a much better team on paper than they record showed. And legitimately, the Chicago Bears would probably be a much better team next year on paper had we kept Justin Fields. But we let his ass go for some stupid ass fucking reason.
No, you got to think about it, man. There are a lot of teams that just, they won't get top 20 players. And they'll forever suck. That's just the way it is. So in that case, it's like, it's rigged. It's like, well, they don't generate the money to pay the good players.
There you go.
It could be that. If there's one, I want to ask this question too. If there's one NFL team, because who knows, like the American football could go on for 1,000 years for all we know, way past our time. If there's one NFL team that you could pick that you think would never in 1,000 years win a Super Bowl, what team would it be?
Bills.
Okay. Why?
They're just, Bills? They don't deserve to win. They don't deserve to win.
Bills have gone. Didn't they go to the Super Bowl
four times in a row? They don't deserve to win.
No. And lost four times in a row. Man, I think probably maybe the Browns. Just that organization is just ate up from the floor. They're terrible there.
Maybe they'd be the first to win.
You think so?
Bad teams.
Bad teams?
They would win before the Lions.
I think the Lions win before that.
Yeah, I agree with the Lions.
I think the Lions will win the Super Bowl before the
I think the Lions,
the Browns
also. Yeah, I would put the Lions before the Browns. Why do you say that, O'Shea?
Because they're in a very competitive division with the Ravens, the Steelers, and Bengals. So I feel like they just would just get a lot better over time, generate more money.
Okay.
This is, I mean, the decision making for the organization just ain't doing it for me. I don't think I just think they're just happy to have a football team. That they brought the Cleveland Browns back to Cleveland. And I think they're just riding with that. Hey, we're a football team. Hey, you know, I think it's like they're ran by a bunch of soccer moms. They just show up with a bunch of, or it's like, no worry, team, no worries. We're good. We're good. We're going to get them next year. I think that's their, but they don't get them next year. So,
okay. All right. You're a Rangers fan, right?
I am.
Yes. How I bet you're feeling good this year, right? They're not only the best in the Metropolitan, they're the best in the league right now.
In the league right now. Yeah.
Rangers are a fucking force right now.
I know. I'm very excited about it, but I can't get too excited because there's been teams like before that done this great, but then when you get to the playoffs and they super choke. You know what I mean? You remember that Tampa did it.
Yeah.
St. Louis has done it a couple times. It's just that just really, but I don't want to jinx it.
It's one of those. I'm also one of those fans. I'm not a Rangers fan, but like,
I know stupid Devils.
Oh, stupid Devils. All right. Listen, I live in New Jersey. What do you expect from me?
I mean, I live in LA. I'm not a Kings fan.
But I mean, the thing is, like, I feel okay. Let's talk about that for a second, too. If you live in New Jersey, and I understand, first of all, if you don't like hockey, that's fine. But if you like hockey and you live in New Jersey and you're not a Devils fan, like, what the fuck is your problem? Because New Jersey, the only actual sports team we have that's named like New Jersey before mm-hmm. the title of the team is the Devils for hockey. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have a fucking football team. I know people claim in Jersey, they claim the Giants or the Jets, and then sometimes mm-hmm. even the Eagles, like you go down south. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not called the New Jersey Eagles or the New Jersey Giants. That's not how it is. But the New Jersey Devils, we have that. That's a real fucking team. So it always just disgusts me when I go into a bar here and like I see like fucking like Penguins fans walk in. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, get the fuck out of here.
They got lost, obviously.
Isn't that you lost?
Go back to your country.
Get out of my country.
Get out of here,
man. And what'd you say, Chuck?
Isn't that Baltimore?
No, the Penguins are Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
Penguins. Philadelphia Flyers. Yeah, all those PA.
What the fuck is in Pittsburgh?
The Steelers?
That's about it.
I don't know what else goes on in Pittsburgh. That's a good question.
Hmm.
By the way, I think we officially lost
people
Stephanie.
Live there.
It's actually it's a pretty big city. It's not as big as Philadelphia, but it's a rather large city. I've heard, at least. It's on the other side of PA. What? It's on the west side of PA. You know, it's not as close. Like Philadelphia is a lot closer to like Stephanie and I on the New Jersey side.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that was some of our sports related questions, because now we actually have to segue into something else here. And that is, you know, this is a segment that, you know, you know, all too well. Everyone here knows all too well. Do you know what segment we're about to do?
I think so. I don't want to be wrong though.
Yeah. It's going to be the word of the day.
Let's fucking go.
Word of the day. All right. Anyway, so how the word of the day works, I know you know how the word of the day works, and I know probably a lot of the listeners know how the word of the day works, but I like to explain it. And Chuck is going to do pull-ups the entire time I explain this segment. All right. So you're ready? So how the word of the day works for any new people out there is Jimmy's usually here to flip open what we call the big old dick. We do not have the big old dick with us today, but don't worry, he gave me a word earlier because, like I said, he is away right now. All right, so he usually flips it open, he puts his finger down randomly on that big old dick, and when he lifts his finger up, that whatever his finger landed on will be our word of the day. Then usually I give a modern day definition or whatever, but then usually our guest, or in this case special guest co-host, has to use that word in a sentence. And at the end of the season, of every season, well, last three seasons at least, we grade the top 10 best.
The fuck up?
This is how I normally do it. We grade the top 10 sentences for the word of the day. And what we grade those sentences on are how funny they were, how creative they were, and of course, if they use the word correctly. So, King Hooli, do you understand the rules of the word of the day?
Yes, I absolutely.
King Julian,
King Julian. Okay. So your word of the day, it's going to be interesting. Your word of the day is Yule. Fuel. So like the fuel you put in a car, like gasoline. Okay. So F-U-E-L, fuel. And the modern day definition I have right here on my phone is fuel is any material that can be made to react with other substances so that it releases energy as thermal energy or to be used for work. Right. That is fuel. So your word of the day is fuel. So whenever you're ready to give us that amazing sentence that I'm pretty sure you've been on the top 10 list every time now. So let's see. Can you get number one? It's too early to tell, but we'll see.
I will try.
Your best.
I can't wait to have this vasectomy because it's going to cut off the necessary fuel to create more babies, thus fueling my anger more. And hopefully I'll be a happier person.
I like the ending there. And hopefully I'll be a happier person.
In other words, strap up. Great.
In other words, strap up. Stephanie, hello. How are you doing? Yes, thank you. That was actually pretty good. You know, we've only gotten a few so far this season. So I can honestly say, as of right now, you are on the top 10 list.
Let's go.
As of right now.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
That could change. Or
it could change. I know.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes we get a season. I forget if it was. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the season before. Where like a lot of the sentences were just not great. So like it was kind of easy to like figure out like, all right, these people are going to be like the top four. Anyway, so we'll see.
You have some guests, some special guests that come on that don't believe in this podcast. I just want to put that out there. All right. So I want to appreciate the repeated offenders that come on here and do what they got to do, provide content and laughs, you know, pat on the back, deuces to you. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have some guests that I even talked to beforehand, like recurring guests that are like, I don't want to do the word of the day. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the staple. That's one of the staples of Great Morning. Like, you got to do the word of the day. And they're like, fuck, I really don't want to do it. It's like, all right, fine. You won't get on the top 10 list. I don't care, but you're still doing it. Anyway, now, though, you know, what's interesting is we're going to move into a very quick segment here. After the word of the day, which we've been doing now for this season, and you'll see where this is going after you do it, so just bear with us, please. I'm about to share my screen. Let me share my screen here. All right, and tell me when you can see my screen. Can you see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah. This right here is a Batman quote. So my friend, can you do a Batman voice? And do you know what I mean by a Batman voice?
I think I could do it.
Okay, you can do it. All right, great. So can you read this quote in your best Batman voice, please?
All men have limits. They learn what they are and learn not to exceed them. I ignore mine.
Very good. All right, Stephanie, Chuck, what do you
think? Bruce?
No, it ain't him. That was very good though. I will admit that. That was fucking great. But it ain't him.
Had me in the beginning.
You know why? Because
nah, motherfucker. Run that shit back.
Nah, it ain't. He is not about that.
It ain't me. It ain't me. It
sounded like Mr. Finansky in the beginning.
Listen, we have plenty of more people here and in Temperament. That ain't it. He got too many kids for that.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. Exactly. I got way too many kids.
Well, bring your kids on there.
I'm dead.
I will say that it did sound like O'Shea said, like in the beginning, very quickly, I was like, oh shit, is this Bruce Valansky here? I also agree. I do not think.
That's not
well, now you done gave it away. If he ran it back, he would do it totally different than he did this time.
I don't think it's him. You think it's him?
That's fine. No, I didn't say that. I just said they're running back.
So, King Hooli, do you know who Bruce Valansky is?
I've heard the name.
Yes. I think you've even heard some recordings of Bruce.
I've heard
some
of the recordings, yeah. Yes. Those are disturbing.
Yes. We have been trying to figure out who Bruce is. And not last episode, the episode before that, I think, when O'Shea was first on, O'Shea gave a person that we is suspect number one right now. It wasn't you, but we wanted to check with all of our guests still anyway to see if we can figure out who Bruce Valansky is. If he's even another person, if Bruce Valansky is an alter ego, might not. It might be an actual person. We don't know. So we're trying to figure out. That's what we're doing this season. It's a very Batman, Bruce Valansky mystery kind of theme season. So that is, that's why we had you do that. Thank you for
practicing. No worries.
T-shirts. Who is Bruce Valansky? I will buy 10 of them.
Who is Bruce Valansky?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Do we have some time for some motherfucking fact?
We do.
Let's get it.
Some time. Let me check on the time.
Let's fucking get it.
Yes, we've got about 20 minutes. Yes, we can do
That's
some facts.
That's what I'm talking about. 20 minutes is enough.
All right, let's hear that jingle for Stephanie's facts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think it's time for Stephanie to give us some fucking facts.
Oh, yeah, baby. All right, Stephanie, please give us some fucking facts.
All right. So did y'all know that over at fucking Amsterdam Airport, so to reduce cleaning costs, the airport printed out pictures of flies inside urinals, thinking that men would aim at the flies while using the bathroom, reducing the amount of urine landing outside of the urinal.
That's smart.
I did not know that.
Like that. You see?
But did we do it, though?
It's very successful, actually. Yes.
To pee on a fly?
It works. Because I know my ass will do it. I'll just shit. I'm going to try to hit the motherfucking fly.
Yeah, it's like when I'm sure this has happened to all the men here, but you've ever gone to.
So that's what that blue fly is? Or blue bumblebee?
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No. Have you ever seen a blue bumblebee in the urinal? Because that's all I see now.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that like the logo of the company, though?
What if that's the logo of the company, but they strategically placed it there?
That could be. Could be. Like I was saying before, you guys ever been to a restaurant or hotel or wherever you've been at, and the public bathroom they have there, the urinals are filled with ice, like someone dumped it in there. I think that usually helps, although that sometimes causes more water. But like something about the ice and like pissing on ice and watching it melt because the piss is hot and makes you feel powerful.
On the opposite side of that.
Okay.
The restrooms in Buffalo Wild Wings are disgusting. And I figured out why.
Why?
Because right there at the Euro, it's almost like a free throw line. You want to stand behind. It's a good like 4 or 5 feet in front of the urinal. So I've seen people try to piss from the free throw line, like 5 feet into the urinal.
Oh. I didn't even notice that. You know, that's funny that you say they're discussing the Buffalo Wild Wings by me. It's been a while since I've gone in there, but I've actually noticed how nice it is. And that could just be the
they probably take the free throw line away.
It could be the odd man out. So anyway, Stephanie, please give us.
I don't think white people would want that in their bathroom.
What?
All right. Wait. What?
Yeah. What?
The free throw line.
Why are we afraid of free throws? What are you talking about?
I mean, if you're trying to piss into the urinal from behind the free throw,
you know that's gonna be nasty.
That's nasty.
Oh, like that.
the only Buffalo Wild Wings I've ever been to that had nasty bathrooms. The nicest bathrooms were outside of the.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you're making like
also seeing the free throw line. No.
I thought you're making like a small penis joke about white people or something.
No, your stream probably goes farther than me.
Hey, you guys want to get together and measure our streams?
All right, pass.
We'll do that. We'll do that on the cruise.
Chuck, what is that? Chuck,
what is that, Chuck?
Is that a cup?
Yeah, it's like a little launchy cruise service. Yeah,
okay.
You just pull on the thing and the helicopter's out.
Oh,
okay. Anyway, Stephanie, please give us some more facts.
Okay. So, in honor of our good friend Bruce, I have a little fact about Batman.
Oh, okay, please.
So,
I might know this.
These actors from The Dark Knight have now all won Oscars. And that would be Cillian Murphy, Christian Bale, Gary Oldman, Heath Ledger, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Caine.
Yep, they're all Oscar. That I did know. They are all Oscar-winning actors, especially with Cillian Murphy recently for Oppenheimer. Congratulations. He played, if people are wondering who he was in the Batman movies, he was Scarecrow in the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah.
He was Scarecrow. So congratulations to Cillian
Murphy. Still looks like Scarecrow.
Yeah, he was a good Scarecrow. Yeah. He was good. He's good. He's one of the, I feel like he's one of those actors people like forget about when they're thinking of like best actors. And he's pretty solid actor in everything I've seen him in. Anyway, Stephanie, how about three more?
All right. So did y'all know that beluga whales can mimic the human voice so well that a diver once believed his colleagues were trying to talk to him when in fact it was a fucking beluga whale?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
O'Shea, how do you feel about that? Because I know O'Shea has a problem with sea creatures.
What's your problem with sea creatures?
They're too big.
What do you mean?
They're giant. Oh my gosh, you don't understand. Imagine if you were on a boat and then a dolphin swam by you. You wouldn't think it was cute right then. You'd be like, wow, that was, you know, that's way bigger than me.
What I mean, I there? Swam with dolphins before, so I wasn't really intimidated. You know what I
Whales,
mean?
Whales, giant squids, other big fish that can, they won't even eat you. They'll just swallow you.
Yeah, and then you're going to die because, you know, when he swallows you, all of that acidity and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to die. All the bacteria, we're going to fucking die and melt.
There's this, I went back when
I
we were
was
Navy.
Intimidated when I did it, when I swam with dolphins.
Were you? You know what? I actually swam with, well, maybe, I don't even know if this is like a factual thing because they probably said that like to get fucking tourists to come in. But like, do y'all remember the movie Flipper?
Yeah.
All right, so I supposedly swam with, like, you know what I'm saying? The original OG of the movie.
Ah.
Get the fuck out of here.
The whole shit, shut up. Wrap it up. Wrap it the fuck up.
He said, get the fuck out of here. That's probably what they just tell people to go in.
That's what I just...
get more money. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because I swam with them.
You swam with dolphin number 732.
And I did the motherfucking Superman. What?
They're like, yeah, did you know that this dolphin was actually owned by King Charles III at one point? He's like, oh, okay, I gotta go swim with that dolphin. Oh, man. Anyway, Stephanie, how about two more?
I got you. So in honor of our good friend O'Shea here, I have a whale fact.
Yes.
And it's nice.
Okay.
So did you know that the loneliest whale in the world has been singing the same song, crying for companionship for over 20 years?
Oh, that's pretty sad.
That's pretty sad, right? Yeah.
Bendito. What kind of whale was it? Does it say?
I don't know, but he looked like a sperm whale.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I'm getting no sympathy.
Yeah. How was that tracked? Is what I want to know. How the fuck you track a lonely whale for 20 years?
I guess they have a tracking device.
Yeah, someone bring this whale a lady.
Yeah.
For God's sake, or at least let him meet O'Shea.
Someone spray painted a polar bear with T-34 on it and as a joke, and it really hurts him when he's trying to hunt because they find him.
See, now that's an animal I would not want to run across. I would not want crossing.
What do they say? If it's white, run away. If it's black, no. If it's white, run away. If it's
white, night, night. If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what they say. Yeah, I don't think you should run from any bear.
I don't like that. I don't like the way that sounds.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's what they've been saying.
The rules with bears are so strange. They're like, don't run away, lay down, or make yourself look big.
Yeah, like, go into fetal position. Like, no, can I just fucking have like super magical powers and just blink and just get the fuck away?
You know. Anyway, Stephanie, please. Please give us that last fact.
Yeah, no problem. So, did you know that termites eat through wood 2 times faster when listening to rock music?
This is not true.
It is true. It's on.
No, it's not.
First of all, Shay, why are you always with negative energy?
Not true.
It's giving toxic masculinity.
Oh, kind of maniac is playing rock music while he's watching termites eat wood?
I have awesome. No idea.
The thing is, though,
I wonder what happens when he plays Van Halen.
Is that white people have worse termite problems, is what you're saying.
Probably.
Why does this always come to race? I don't understand.
I mean,
no. Now I want to fuck your heads out.
I'm just gonna let you know
that the sky is actually motherfucking purple.
By the time, all right. By the time
I'm done with this podcast.
fuck O'Shea. All right, all you gotta do is just take off your motherfucking earpieces and not hear shit. All right, you don't gotta.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with
the
you?
The sky is purple.
It is because our eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
the way we see it.
We see it blue.
That's fucking funny. All right, Stephanie, thank you for those facts.
Unicorns are real.
Before we end this podcast, I wanted to ask King Julio one last question. It is, you know, we were talking in the beginning about philosophical questions. And the reason I wanted to bring this up to you is because it was, I'll explain the question in a second, but it used a sport as an analogy. Mm-hmm. So, a long, long time ago, a very, very, very long time ago, people are still talking about this philosophical question to this day. And I wonder if we can figure it out here at Great Morning with the 10 minutes we have left here. The question was, I think it was written by Plato, and it was about Socrates. So both Greek, you know, philosophical masterminds in the past. And it's about Socrates talking to Gorgias, another philosophical person, not spelled Gorgias how we normally spell it.
A gangster ass name.
Yeah, his name was Gorgias with a IAS at the end. And the discussion, it's like this long written, they talk about a bunch of different philosophical questions. But one of the ones I want to talk about is the difference between understanding something that is just or unjust, or in more simpler terms for today, you know, what is good and what is bad. And Plato, I think it was Plato, brings up the idea of boxing. So we can use a sport for this. He uses the idea of boxing, and he uses the teaching of boxing as a what is thought to be a just thing to do. And what the question comes from this. He's like, if someone, like a coach, teaches someone how to box, right? It's a good thing because there's lots of benefits. You know, obviously it's good for your health. You know, it teaches people how to defend themselves. It teaches discipline, like all these good things. And the teacher is obviously a good person for teaching that person how to box. But then if the boxer then goes and uses his skills that he learned from boxing to hurt someone or rob someone or even kill someone, then that, of course, is an unjust thing. So how the question comes to this is like, if something was meant to be just, but it can lead to something that is unjust, could you ever define the original act as being just or good if it can lead to something that is unjust or bad? So what are your thoughts on this, everyone?
I would say that in the same sense of boxing, if Mike Tyson just went to some regular ass civilian and laid them the fuck out, yeah, that's fucking wrong, dude. Regular civilians don't know how to take a punch, you know, nor are we used to getting our head beat or anything. So yeah, that's unjust.
But
and
the question
goes back to boxing in the sanctioned event, then yeah, that we'll make it. That's back to being just again. You just have to separate the two.
Yeah, but the question then goes back, and again, it doesn't have to be boxing. They just use boxing as the example. It could be used for anything. But like, is boxing then itself an unjust thing because it can lead to unjust things, or is it not?
No, that's why the question why is a. It's a stupid question. Why? It's a never ended thing.
Yeah.
No. People just fucking people need to learn to fucking compartmentalize what a thing is versus a thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Boxing is boxing and it stands for boxing. Mm-hmm. So if you just go to the street to a regular fucking civilian who's just not doing anything, you lay their fucking ass out. Then that's fucking wrong.
Then eventually you're like,
take a hit.
Eventually you're like, well, you shouldn't have kids. Everybody get a vasectomy. You know what? King Hooli's on to something.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
It usually,
I'm thinking about it.
How it usually goes is like, can you actually, just because something that is good at first and it can lead to something bad, can you ever actually say anything is good or bad? That's usually how this ends, with like Plato and Gorgias talking about it, is like, can you actually ever say anything is actually good or bad? Because all things could lead to bad things. Like, talk about writing, for instance, like teaching someone how to read and write, that's usually seen as a good thing. Like, it's good that we all know how to read and write, but then it could also lead to something bad. Like, you could write, let's use Hitler as an example. Like, Hitler wrote most of his speeches. He learned how to write, and most of his speeches energized Germany to invade Poland and start a world war. Like, so is writing then bad because he used it for bad things, or is it good, or is it bad? Like, what's the answer here?
It's neither good nor bad. It's neither.
No,
I think it's neither good nor bad.
You know what?
It's the action. It's just what you do with it.
Question. Come from people not being able to compartmentalize.
I like how this has been like a Greek like philosophical debate for like the last 3,000 years, and Chuck is just able to surmise it as like, this is a stupid question.
Fuck. I wouldn't call it stupid, because people who are emotionally attached to their brain, and it's like hardwired that way, they cannot compartmentalize. They can't reason with the word compartmentalize. They can't reason, but
okay, think about it. Two people, they're in a ring beating each other up. That's bad. Who wants I don't want brain damage. It's been bad. Did you see Muhammad Ali when he was like he couldn't talk? Everything, he didn't know who was talking to him.
He kept getting hit in the back of his head, and the doctors kept on clearing him, like, oh, he's fine. And then when the fight actually finished, he started throwing up overweight.
And he died.
Yeah. No, he didn't die, but he's fucked up. Like, he's fucked up. Like, he doesn't have any type of motor functions. Like, he's really fucked up.
It's like that movie Death Race. Like, a bunch of people just want to see people get hurt. I love this entertainment. I'm betting on this. Yes. I want to see people run into each other and bump heads for 45 minutes.
Football. You know what? And that's okay.
We like brutality. This is how it is as humans. We love that shit. It's been that way for years, and it goes back. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's okay, but it's what entertains us.
That does make it okay. It makes it okay.
That's why baseball is America's sport.
No, it's okay.
Safe sport.
The key word is not safe. The key word is sanction. Okay? Mm-hmm. As long as anything is sanctioned, that makes it okay. But once you take the event of what that dangerousness is and you take it out to something unsanctioned, then it makes it wrong. That's it. That's the compartment. You have to compartmentalize what that is. If LeBron James came out here and just dunked on some old ass woman, that'd be fucked up now, wouldn't it?
That'd be funny as fuck too.
But LeBron James dunks on goddamn, I don't know, any fucking body else in the NBA, then it's cool. Then it's like, yo, LeBron James just dunked on KD. That was great. And
somebody just got dunked on and then they got a concussion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. John Collins.
You see what I'm saying?
And it was funny.
And it's hilarious. And it's that's amazing. Highlights. But and his piss dunked on me, his family has to watch TikTok, this.
It would go viral. People read comments and like, why would you come to some common ass man and dunk on them? That's unfair. You know? Mm. It's not sanctioned.
Okay.
You gotta compartmentalize. Why though? That shouldn't be a question that lasts for 2,000 years. Y'all just keeping that question alive is these emotionally attached mental folk.
I think it's meant to have bigger parameters, like around what is good and what can be labeled good and what can be labeled bad or unjust or just. I think that's what it's supposed to do. That's why it's something that's still around today.
The UFC is insane.
But anyway, I wanted to leave you all with that philosophical question that you can ponder in your own time, of course. You know, maybe tonight, maybe it'll keep you up at night. Who knows?
But a week's up.
unfortunately, and you know, Chuck's you know, when Chuck starts doing pull-ups, it usually indicates it's that sad time of the podcast, where unfortunately we got to wrap things up, do our last minute plugs, and get out of here. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to, you know, do the rest of he's kicking in the air, do the rest of our Sunday shenanigans. So I'm gonna go ahead and go around the horn here and let everyone do their last minute plugs.
I can move.
Starting with, you know, Chuck, let's start with you since you're already talking there. Chuck, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yeah, man. Hey, keep sharing shit. Well, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate that. And remember, the part in middle lines, all right? Separate goofy from the facts. Sanction to the unsanctioned. Departmentalized. Word of the day next week. All right.
Word of the day next week. All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Chuck. Stephanie, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yes.
Okay.
Use condoms. Use condoms all the time.
Oh, but they suck. I hate them. I hate wearing them.
No. All right. Well, then make sure that the bitch got something on her. You know, make sure she's on birth control or something. Go to therapy, because therapy is very good for you. You know what I mean? Mental health is very, very important. And what else? What month are we in? Oh, we in March. All right. So yeah, it's March. Spring is around the corner. Strap it the fuck up. Don't have any kids. Go to school. Fix your fucking credit score. And, you know, continue to fucking figure out life, because life is going to throw lemons. And like, sometimes she don't give a fuck if you make lemonade or not. All right. But I love y'all. Thank you, King, for coming over. And, you know, quick. For the second week, you know what I mean? I really, really appreciate it. It's always a good time when you want. You know what I notice? Every time you come on, we always have, like, it's between you and O'Shea. We all, oh, and Rush. Between y'all three, we always, like, it's never, ever a fucking dull moment. So I just want to say thank you for that. For real. Thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I love doing the show.
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. And Chuck, thank you for just being Chuck and Shay. Stop being so fucking toxic.
Yes, ma'am.
And mom?
Yes.
I'm proud of you. You doing school and shit. So shout out to you doing your fucking writing shit. Yeah.
You mad? Thank you.
And have y'all seen that song?
I fucking love our listeners, you know, and buy some motherfucking merch and, you know, fucking follow us on fucking Instagram. Follow all of us on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And just continue to vibe with us, and we love and appreciate y'all. And that's fucking pretty much it from your Puerto Rican Mama Sista gang.
Fantastic.
Have you heard
Thank you.
Have you heard that song? But that one? Dude, you let him read it raw. You didn't say it wrong. You heard that?
Now you're single,
now you're
mom.
Single mom.
Now you're single,
now you're single mom.
Oh,
no.
Send me the link.
No.
That
I
is
am
my
not.
Shit.
Oh.
Now you're single mom.
Holy shit.
Stupid ass.
You let him heat it wrong.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie. Like thank you for the song. All right. All right, stop.
It gets funnier. It's
funny. You want to know what's wrong? You want to know what's wrong?
That what's you're holding wrong? A 3-pound wing?
How viral that song is getting.
Oh.
Crazy.
Oh my god,
it's just crazy.
All right, anyway, moving on. O'Shea, my friend, thank
it's
you for
true. It's stupid true.
O'Shea, thank you for you know, I know we're gonna be asking you to come on a lot to help take Jimmy's place, not indefinitely to take his place, but you know, while he's away, but that we appreciate you coming on. O'Shea, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yeah, I appreciate everybody that just supports this podcast and you know, content creation and just art in general. Stop buying toddlers iPads and phones. Just stop doing it. I have done it. I'm guilty. It's just stop doing it. It's stupid. That's a cute
just thing. Get them turntables, dog. They want to play.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for those last minute plugs, O'Shea. We appreciate it. And before we get into our honored special guest co-host, my last minute plugs are, of course, you can follow Great Morning _ the podcast on Instagram. You can follow Great Morning _the podcast on TikTok. Stephanie's running that now. You can follow You Love Steph on Instagram. You can follow Topaz Kin. You can follow DJ Chucky on Instagram as well. You can follow Slightly Special with two L's at the end. You can follow Trip God Jimmy. That's TRYPGODJIMI. You can follow O'Shea Ivy as O'Shea.Ivy. The dot is not written out. It is a punctuation mark. The period. All right. You can follow all them on Instagram. You can follow us. You can listen to us on all platforms. Give us a 5-star thumbs up, whatever the rating is, and write us a review. We really appreciate that as well. And that's it for my last minute plugs. But moving on to our special honor guest co-host, King Hooli. Thank you so much for coming on. It's always an honor having you. And of course, this is not going to be the last time we hear from you this season. You're going to be on again. Of course, you know you're part of the family at this point. We've had you on so many times, so we appreciate you coming back. Do you have any last minute plugs for listeners, my friend?
Hey, once again, man, I love doing this show. So shout out to you guys, man. And make
love
sure you guys follow Great Morning the podcast. Please do. But my last minute plugs, you can follow King Hooli _XXVI. That's Roman number 26 on TikTok and TikTok and Instagram. And then also Truth Be Told Sports Podcast on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter or X, and of course YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. Thank you for those last minute plugs from you, of course, and from everyone. And of course, everyone, that was our episode. Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Good morning.
Shout out Bruce with
Great
this
morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.